Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files.
My children always remember me that I always said, when the two German states became united, I will go east. This is my story.
That's Klaus von Keusler, a government official who lives in Erfurt. With his soft gray hair and glasses, it's hard to imagine Mr. von Keusler was once a fugitive of East Germany. In 1945, von Keusler and his family moved to West Berlin. They had friends and relatives in the East and would regularly travel back and forth.
I went to East Berlin to see museums or to go to the theaters. We had a lot of what the East Germans called the border crossers, people living in East Berlin but working in West Berlin.
But towards the end of the 1950s, it became increasingly difficult to cross the border.
We could took our bikes and go through the Brandenburg Gate. But of course, there was sometimes a routine scrutiny of registration and ID papers and so on and so forth.
In 1961, von Keusler was attending law school at the Freie Universität. On a Sunday morning in early August, von Keusler woke up to find a barrier all along the border. No one really knew what was going on.
It came all of a sudden. So firstly, it started that some S-Bahn trams between the eastern and the western sectors were being cut. And then we got the information that in front of the Brandenburg Gate, they started with these barbed wire business. Anyway, the guards were there.
A concrete wall was now dividing the city, separating von Keusler from many of his university friends in East Berlin. You can hear more about Klaus von Keusler on the next Life in Berlin. For NPR Berlin, I'm Sarah Richards.